My mind suddenly flashed back to the shop. Occasionally I'd walk in and he'd be serving customers, my stepdad, in a really grumpy way. There was a lady that came in sometimes that he always used to bang on about, a lady called Mary. Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary again, coming in for more fags. She used to buy cigarettes and Grandad's herbals, throat sweets. And having given up cigarettes a few years before, he thought it was a filthier habit than most. He thought smokers were taunting him, trying to tempt him back in. And the fact she always wanted throat sweets as well as fags made his blood boil. She used to sound like this. 20 number 10, please. Number 10 cigarettes. It was 20 number 10, please. And a quarter of Grandad's herbals. The same order every day. 20 number 10, please. And a quarter of Grandad's herbals. The same thing every day made him mad. Made him fume. And then one day she stopped coming in. I never saw her anymore. Where's she gone? I said at the time. Oh, I don't know, he said. I took myself back right there. I was there with him, asking him where she'd gone. I don't know, he said. And then a few weeks later, I still hadn't seen her and asked him again, where has she gone? He said shiftily, I was right there with him in this moment. I found out she's actually died. Oh my goodness. How did she die? In a snuff video, he said. This was singularly the most interesting thing my stepdad had ever said. A snuff video. Now, I kind of knew what it was, but I had to ask to check. Is that? Yes, it's a video of someone being killed. And I was right there with him. And you know what? I could see him smile. I saw him smile like I'd never seen him smile. And there he was on the sofa and he was smiling. And he'd paused the film. It's a Wonderful Life. What? He said. Have you remembered? Mary. What about her? Did you? You see, I did make a difference, he said. But maybe not in the way that you wanted. You killed Mary. Oh, she was so fucking annoying, he said. The same order every time. 20 number 10 and a quarter of Grandad's herbals. She was lonely. All she did was smoke and drink and then had Grandad's fucking herbals. She was a scourge on this country, doing the devil's work. So yeah, she smoked her last cigarette, he said. Sucked her last lozenger. I killed her. Why? I screamed. Well, it's just what you said, Nathan. Some people don't make any difference to the world. And if they do, it's only negative. So is it really such a crime to delete these people from the game? Who else did you kill? I said in shock. Oh, hundreds, he said. And I videoed every single one. You really did make a difference, I spluttered. He smiled again. It's a wonderful life.